If at any time in the past 50 years you've walked into a bar, gone to a dance or festival, or shown up for a party around here, there's a good chance you heard the Wolfman. And if you did, it was unmistakable.
When you heard the Wolfman growl, you knew it was him. I got you proud
of what you've done. Terry Larkins played bass guitar behind Kreider for about 15 years. But even as Larkins will tell you, those years were just a small part of the story. Bob Kreider has always played guitar, at least as far as his sister Betty Pickard remembers. She says even as a boy, he ran around the house with his toy guitar in hand, impersonating his favorite singer, which was who?
Of course, Elvis.
He was a fan of the rest of the Million Dollar Quartet as well, Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins, and Johnny Cash. Bob was 4 years Betty's elder, and they had six other brothers and sisters in the house growing up. Quite the audience for an aspiring rock star. Kreider grew from a fun act to watch as a kid to a full-fledged guitarist as a teenager. At 16, he had his own band, and even when they were just practicing, Betty says her house was the place to be.
That made me kind of popular because who in the world's got a live band at their house?
Kreider and his band played a few gigs around Western Kentucky. He got a taste of fame and decided it was time to more seriously pursue his career as a rocker. Bob dropped out of high school. They don't teach you how to rock there. Rather, he pursued higher education by hitchhiking his way to New Orleans, where he had no place to stay. He wasn't there long before he learned a hard lesson.
Got down there and got caught for vagrancy and spent 3 days in jail and decided he wanted to come back home.
Terry Larkins remembers the story Kreider told about that New Orleans trip, but Betty remembers seeing him when he got home.
He had blisters from one end of him to the other. He was starving to death. Most pitiful thing.
In the story Bob told Terry, he said a lady at a farmhouse helped him out on the way back home. She could see he was starving, so she made him a bologna sandwich.
It was the best sandwich he'd ever eaten in his life.
Kreider then joined the Army. He served for 4 years, found a little more structure. But when he got out, he'd had his fill of the clean face and the high and tight haircut. So he grew out his beard as well as his hair, earning him the moniker Wolfman. From then on, the music career was in high gear. The band went through a number of incarnations known as the Wolf Pack or Wolfman and the Pack. They played all throughout West Kentucky and Tennessee, Southern Illinois, and Southeastern Missouri. They opened for groups like the blues band Canned Heat and legends like Kenny Rogers. Betty remembers getting out of the town while she went through her divorce. She saw her brother perform just about every night.
He played 6 nights a week, and man, I worked all day and ran all night.
It was during these nights that Terry Larkins first became a fan of the Wolfman. He says he remembers looking up and watching Kreider work magic on his guitar, a late 70s model Fender Stratocaster.
It was blistered up, and you could tell where his picking hand would stroke it. It definitely had the road travel.
Had that good worn look.
Right.
Larkins was a fan for years before he was asked to join the band. He says he remembers the times he played with Wolfman as some of the best he's had. Kreider had developed a soulful, gravelly sound. Some likened it to Bob Seger. And Larkins says one of the more popular songs they played was Seger's signature tune, Turn the Page.
He sounded like he'd been down that road and he knew that song and he felt the song.
But as popular as that song was, Betty's favorite song from Wolfman was First of May. She says one of the great ironies of life played out as he passed away early last month, ending his long battle with cancer on May 6th. For WKMS News, I'm Gary Pitts. When I was small, Christmas trees were tall. We used to love while others used to play. Don't ask me why, the time has passed us by. Someone else moved in from far away. Now we are tall and Christmas trees are small. And you don't ask the time of day.
gone. Now we are tall and Christmas trees are small, and you don't ask the time of day. But you and I, our love will never die, and guess who cried come first to me. When I was small and Christmas trees were tall, we used to love while others used to play. Don't ask me why the time has passed us by. Someone else moved in from far away.